song, The Painter. Coming up next, we'll plug you into this week's Power Country Recharge song featuring Rascal Flatts. And I'll share this week's Power Thought. That and more on the way just ahead, right here in Power Country. With me, your host, Rich Miller.
Join us at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Touch brings exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Cook's Choice on Thursdays. And Friday, Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts perfectly paired with signature cocktails. On Saturday, savor prime rib. Northwoods Supper Club, Fifield, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Just look for the big deer.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip, July 11th, to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the crew tour bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot, as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us WCQM at civicmedia.us.
So great to have you here with us in Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and it's time now for Power Country Recharge. This is the part of the show where we plug you into a song with a great message so you can recharge and get your spirit lifted. This week's Recharge song features Rascal Flatts. It's a song about finding real love, which can sometimes feel like a cross-country trip without your GPS. And when you do finally find that someone special, you can look back at all those wrong turns you thought were going nowhere, yet they actually were all a part of the journey. I think Rascal Flatts can explain the rest in this week's Recharge song, Bless the Broken Road.
I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road, but I got lost in time.
That every long, long stream It's country music you can believe in. Power Country. Of positivity. It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
It's been a hell of a week, been counting every minute. I know it's waiting for me, and I can't wait to get it. Let's leave my truck in the drive, because girl, I'm on a mission. We can stay in the night, but I got one condition. Yeah, I know we made plans with the neons, but you're looking like they're turning me on.
Chase Matthews with Love You Again. It's time now for this week's Power Thought. Looking back and reflecting on your life can really show how far you've come and all the things you went through to get to this point in your life. Doing a little reflecting now and then is a good thing. But remember, life isn't just about accomplishments or where you've been on the road to where you find yourself now. It's also about figuring out where you want to go from here. Maybe there's something you haven't done or experienced. Perhaps a new skill you want to learn, a new place you want to live, a new job you'd like to have, or something you daydream about or see yourself doing that makes you happy just thinking about. Whatever you've experienced or have accomplished in life, don't let yesterday's memories become bigger than tomorrow's dreams. It's your life. Where you want to go and what you want to do is ultimately up to you. Planning, perseverance, and faith can get you there. No doubt you'll face some challenges on that road to your happy place, but that doesn't mean it isn't worth taking. And that's our Power Thought this week.
With Dirt Cheap.
There's there's more feel-good music just around the bend, and that includes country stars teaming up like John Party and Luke Bryan, as well as Chris Young and Kane Brown. Plus, we'll be making another time jump back into country music history for a classic from a country superstar. I'm Rich Miller, and you're in Power Country.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little patchy fog, otherwise mostly sunny skies in mid-60s for this afternoon. We'll have light winds. Overnight, mostly clear and upper 30s. Monday, a sunny to mostly sunny sky. It will be breezy with highs in the lower 70s. Showers likely Monday night, could be some thunder. It's 30 at our studios.
We're traveling through a place called Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and we're going to take a time jump back to the year 1992 for a country classic. But first, John Party and Luke Bryan team up for a song about cowboys and plowboys.
I wear a 20X American hat, a gold buckle from a rodeo. I wear a dusty old co-op cap, make my living on them old turn roads. I ride a quarter horse, my tractor's right here. I drink whiskey, I drink beer.
Time now for us to take another time jump back into music history.
You turn the time circuits on.
We're going back to the year 1992. And when it came to music, CD sales finally caught up to and passed cassette sales as the most popular format in 1992. Robot bank tellers, also known as ATMs, started popping up everywhere. America voted for putting either a young or older version of Elvis on a postage stamp. By the way, young Elvis won by a lot. And in the year 1992, Garth Brooks had his ninth number one song. One that he co-wrote with award-winning singer-songwriter Victoria Shaw about daring to follow your heart and your dreams. Now from 1992, here is Garth Brooks with The River.
flows like a river, ever changing as it flows. And the dreamer's just a vessel that must follow where it goes, trying to learn from what's behind you and never knowing what's in store. Makes each day a constant battle just to stay between the shores. And I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry, like a bird upon the wind. These waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Too many times we stand aside and let the water slip away.
raise a glass to the perfect blend of country hits and positive messages on Power Country.
In paradise. We've got Kenny Chesney on the way next. Plus, we'll get you this week's Backstage Pass featuring Josh Turner, who's looking back at milestones in his career marked by the many albums he's released. That's all on the way in our final stop in Power Country this week. Stick around. I'm Rich Miller, and we've reached the final leg on this week's trip through Power Country. Just ahead, we've got a Backstage Pass with Josh Turner. But first, Kenny Chesney with his song, Take Her Home.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch turn some old deep cut cheap trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chill Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night. Through the door. still can't wait to take her home, fall in love, thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms.
That's Kenny Chesney with Take Her Home. Well, right now, we're going to get you up close and personal with the stars and their thoughts about all kinds of things as we get you another Power Country Backstage Pass. This week, our featured Backstage Pass artist is Josh Turner. Josh is a country hitmaker who's been at it for 20 years now, and he's got a greatest hits album on the way for you that'll be available soon. Josh is a guy who's definitely looking back and feeling thankful for his long career, marked by his many albums over the years.
Every album to me just kind of marks, it's just kind of milestones, you know, it kind of marks certain phases and periods that I went through and different times in my life with family, career, all kinds of different things that we've been through and experienced. After a while, when you start looking back and you see all the records start piling up and different things that you've been able to do through two decades, it's pretty staggering.
Now, here's our featured Backstage Pass artist, Josh Turner, with one of his greatest hits, Long Black Train.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the head and you can look to the sky. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn
been listening to America's positively encouraging music program, Power Country with Rich Miller. This program is produced in Nashville, Tennessee at Tim Scott Productions and syndicated by G Networks. Sure hope you'll join us next week. And remember, live, love, encourage somebody, and always be thankful.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, a little patchy fog, otherwise mostly sunny skies in mid-60s for this afternoon. We'll have light winds. Overnight, mostly clear and upper 30s. Monday, a sunny to mostly sunny sky. It will be breezy with highs in the lower 70s. Showers likely Monday night, could be some thunder. It's 30 at our studios.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Conflicting signs over how much progress has been made on a possible ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Egyptian mediators say Hamas will accept Israel's latest proposal after Hamas sent a delegation to Cairo this weekend. However, both Hamas and Israel say it's not a done deal. Progress being made on efforts to reopen Interstate 95, the main artery between New York and New England, after a fiery truck crash in Connecticut collapsed an overpass onto the roadway. Traffic in the area, a nightmare, according to this local.
Our street alone, depending on the time of day that you walk outside, for hundreds of yards down the street, has cars lined up waiting to get back on 95.
Crews have been working to clear debris and say the northbound lanes are flowing. Work continues to fully open ahead of Monday morning. Police moving in to break up pro-Palestinian demonstrators on the campus of the University of Virginia Saturday night. The school says 25 people were arrested. This is ABC News. Two Florida teens seen on video apparently dumping trash into the Atlantic Ocean have turned themselves in and are reportedly cooperating with investigators.
According to charging documents, the teens are facing felony pollution charges punishable with up to $50,000 in fines or up to 5 years in prison. One of the teens on board who wasn't charged saying those actions should have consequences.
He deserves whatever happened because he made a really bad decision.
The teens were released back to their parents, with one of the parents issuing an apology on their behalf and lobbying for community service.
ABC's Ike Jachi. Dwindling hopes that the Stanley Cup might return to Canada for the first time this century. In a Game 7 overtime thriller Saturday, the Boston Bruins scored to eliminate the Toronto Maple Leafs in the first round. That leaves just the Vancouver Canucks and the Edmonton Oilers left to represent Canada. But since they're pitted against each other in the second round, only one Canadian team will make it to the conference finals. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. An AARP study finds one in five Americans 50 and older has nothing saved for retirement. Wisconsin workers are being urged to save now to avoid financial stress later. Mike Moan reports.
Just affording basic expenses right now is a concern for many, but AARP's Jim Flaherty says you don't want to be caught off guard when retirement nears. He acknowledges it can be hard for younger adults to plan that far ahead when they're juggling expenses like student loan debt, or for older individuals managing costly medications and higher grocery bills.
A lot of times because they're just trying to get by, and they do have to live paycheck to paycheck. But this is one way to say, hey, if you can live with a little bit less from your paycheck every week, that will sure grow.
Researchers note that 57 million Americans don't have access to a retirement plan through their work. Wisconsin has not yet joined the list of states that have created state-operated retirement accounts where employers and their workers can contribute money each pay period. Supporters hope the issue is revisited next legislative session. Flaherty says a combination of individuals being proactive and policymakers easing household budget pressure can hopefully put more people on a path toward a healthy retirement. He says making progress can deter them from looking elsewhere to spend their golden years.
Let's have an infrastructure that makes drugs affordable, that makes healthcare affordable, that makes retirement savings something that's part of their plan, and that'll keep Wisconsinites here.
And groups like AARP have encouraged Congress to address long-term stability concerns for Social Security so that younger workers can anticipate full benefits. Some Republican lawmakers have floated cuts, but senior advocates contend that any solutions to make the program stronger should not be tied to deficit talks. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Beck. Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text EMBRACE at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country. The Brewers lose to the Cubs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cubs had a 5-0 lead, but Milwaukee came back scoring 4 in the 7th, another run in the 8th. The Cubs come out on top with a 6-5 win in front of over 40,000 at sold-out Wrigley Field. Cubs manager Craig Counsell asked, what's it been like facing his former team, the Brewers?
There are people there that I have really good relationships with, and look, you miss people for sure. I mean, I miss people over there, absolutely. You know, when you see people that you've spent a lot of time with and you miss them, like, yeah, absolutely. That's what kind of brings the emotion to it.
Pat Murphy was Council's coach in college, then his bench coach, before taking over as the Brewers manager.
Big series like this, whether some of it is blown out of proportion or not, doesn't matter. I think it's great. You know, it's great for young players like we have. I mean, what an awesome thing.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little patchy fog, otherwise mostly sunny skies and mid-60s for this afternoon. We'll have light winds. Overnight, mostly clear and upper 30s. Monday, a sunny to mostly sunny sky. It will be breezy with highs in the lower 70s. Showers likely. Monday night could be some thunder. It's 30 at our studios.
This week on Viewpoints.
Really cool vacations, perfectly clean homes. The mothers and the child are in matching outfits, or the mother always has her hair done, has her makeup done. It's just this kind of idea of everything being perfect.
Why what we see and consume can lead to a chronically unhappy life. Then,
we look at housing today, and it's a nightmare. It's homelessness is increasing around the country. I think a quarter of tenants spend more than half their income on rent.
A deep dive into the housing crisis plaguing our country. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
There's been a lot of buzz lately around the future of TikTok in the U.S. In recent weeks, the debate's only intensified after Congress and President Joe Biden passed a bill that will eventually force the sale of the Chinese-owned social media app, or ban it outright. For years, politicians and national security experts have vocalized their concerns about the app's ties to the Chinese Communist government. More than 170 million Americans are currently on TikTok. That's 51% of the country. Those in favor of the recent legislation argue that the Chinese government has access to all of these American accounts and the sensitive information within them. But there are also many adamant supporters of the short-form site. Between 2020 and 2022, TikTok was the most downloaded app in the U.S. and the world. You can find almost anything on the platform, from first-time mom advice to recommendations on what book to read next. Today, the most popular social media apps among adults are YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and TikTok. A third of all adults report using TikTok, according to a 2023 Pew Research survey of almost 6,000 adults. The average person in the U.S. spends about 2 to 3 hours on social media per day. But how can we be more cognizant of how this consumption may be affecting our mental health?
Paying attention to who you already follow can be a really good step. So if you notice that you always feel a certain way, like you always feel poorly about yourself after seeing posts from a certain person, it might be a good idea to unfollow those people. But then if there's people that always make you feel good, think about why it's making you feel good, what it is about those things that you like, and then try to find more people like that. So when it comes to certain social media platforms like Instagram or TikTok, search for hashtags that align with the type of content you'd like to see.
That's Dr. Sierra Kirkpatrick, an expert in social media and an assistant professor of advertising and public relations in the College of Journalism and Mass Communications at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. In 2022, she was the lead co-author on a paper published in the journal Computers in Human Behavior. The research homed in on how idealized and non-idealized parenting content on Instagram affects new moms' mental health.
Prior to this study, we knew that there's a lot of idealized content out there that shows motherhood to be this perfect, happy experience with no difficulties or hardship. And we wanted to see whether or not that is negatively affecting things like envy, state anxiety, and just overall how much mothers are comparing to those portrayals that they see. But then we also wanted to study the effects of who the post was coming from. So whether it was coming from a social media influencer who is also a mom, or just an everyday mother on Instagram who doesn't post because she's an influencer. She's just posting to share her experience.
And what did Kirkpatrick and her co-author find?
We found in the study that mothers compared more to the content that was coming from moms who were like them. So not the influencers, but the actual everyday mothers who were posting were compared to more. And we think that's because of the similarity aspect between the mothers in our study and those everyday mothers on social media. In our lives, we tend to compare to people who are like us because they are better comparison targets in terms of helping us to know what we should be like and what we should strive for in our personal lives. But even though the mothers compared more to the content that wasn't idealized, the idealized posts had negative effects on the outcomes of envy and state anxiety. So the new mothers in our study actually had more envy and anxiety as a result of that idealized content. And I think the most interesting aspect was that the idealized portrayals of motherhood negatively affected the moms in our study, regardless of whether the post was coming from an influencer or an everyday mother. Both source types caused negative effects if the posts were idealized.
When Kirkpatrick and experts reference idealized posts on social media, these are pictures or videos that don't portray the full picture. It can often show a new mom that's glowing, perfectly put together, and seems like she's effortlessly balancing this new life. It can also be home, relationship, or baby content that comes across as picture perfect. Typically, this is far from the reality and can lead fellow new moms feeling like they're not good enough or doing something wrong. Kirkpatrick also chimes in with some other examples.
The idealized portrayals of motherhood that we tend to see on social media are very kind of braggy. They're talking about all the great things that the child has achieved, whether that be, you know, day-to-day tasks or milestones. It also includes a lot of extravagant experiences. So really cool vacations, perfectly clean homes, the mothers and the child are in matching outfits.
Over the last few years, some trends on TikTok and Instagram have focused more on breaking this unrealistic culture. Some influencers have leaned in and found success by posting unfiltered, realistic content. Or some have also embraced posting a mix of the bad and good, but trying to show both sides equally.
Specifically on TikTok, you can find a lot of mothers who are purposefully talking about the difficulties. They're even talking about the comparisons they're making to other mothers, and they're showing their messy houses or their kids who are just kind of out of control and not perfectly behaved. And so there's absolutely still a lot of idealization out there, but I think we're starting to see more awareness about it and people trying to kind of combat that and show a more realistic portrayal of motherhood.
Kirkpatrick does emphasize that social media can be a positive tool, but it's a fine line between the realistic portrayals and the content that can be very detrimental to mental health.
becoming a mother, especially when you're a new mom, a first-time mom, it can feel very isolating, and like what you're going through is something that only you are experiencing. But then once you start talking to other people, whether that be in person or on social media, you realize that these things that you thought only you were experiencing are actually being experienced by tons of mothers. And so I totally agree that social media is making it a lot easier in some ways to feel less alone. And you've probably seen the headlines about how, you know, certain people are turning to TikTok as their search engine now and using it instead of Google to find information. And I think that's where this comes into play, too, is if I'm experiencing a certain thing, whether that be during pregnancy or postpartum, I can easily go on TikTok, search for what I'm experiencing, and find real mothers who are also experiencing the same thing and sharing their stories, their emotions, their ways of coping with it. And that can be incredibly helpful. So I think, yeah, those realistic conversations that are taking place can really have a lot of great effects.
It's no secret that becoming a parent is a monumental life-changing shift. For women specifically, from pregnancy to postpartum to motherhood, this journey is long and challenging and requires a lot of support. There's no shame in asking for help when it comes to supporting your mental health.
When the mental health of a mom is affected, that's going to trickle down and affect their kids as well. Because if you can't take care of yourself, it's hard to take care of other people.
To find out more about the effects of social media and our guest, Sierra Kirkpatrick, visit viewpointsradio.org. Also visit our site to find more mental health resources and information on how to set up social media time limits on both iPhones and Android phones. For more behind the scenes and to support our show, search Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This segment was written and produced by Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, affordable housing isn't just a low-income problem anymore when Viewpoints returns.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
The fact that we saw remission in 37% of patients at week 3 after just a single administration is something that's really encouraging to us.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
Girl, I have a secret. When I get stressed out, I get sweaty. That's why I use Secret Clinical Antiperspirant. It's like my own secret weapon. For 72 hours, I get Secret's strongest protection against sweat caused by stress, heat, and activity. Because you know how crazy life can get. Plus, it's made with advanced odor fighters that don't just cover up smelliness. They help prevent it from happening in the first place. Believe me, if I weren't wearing Secret, I'd be a hot, smelly mess. Thankfully, Secret works.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.